I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. After a gospel reading like that, who needs a sermon? To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. At first glance, Paul's words seem encouraging. Like any helpful person, Paul is laying out a plan. He is telling us exactly what we need to do in order to gain life and peace. His words are deceptively simple. After all, there are only two options. The first option, focus on the flesh, the body, our worldly, earthly desires, and get dun-da-dun-dun, death. Or option number two, focus on the Spirit, those things that are of God, and get life and peace. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer, right? Which option would you choose? Imagine we would all go with door number two. We all want life and peace. There's just something in us that craves it. God knows our shopping patterns certainly suggest this. Did you know that in 2013, the self-help industry raked in over $12 billion, and that's in the United States alone? $12 billion spent on trying to improve ourselves, to gain life and peace through books, lectures, pop psychotherapy, the latest, greatest exercise, meditation, yoga, focus on your chakras, and inner self so that you can feel good program. $12 billion spent just last year by people trying to find those two intangible things that Paul speaks of in today's letter to the Romans. Life and peace. To quote one of the most well-known self-help gurus out there, Dr. Phil, how's that working for you? I bet the only thing most of those DVDs, audio courses, books, and lectures are helping in your home is the dust that collects on them. The only purpose they serve is to remind you that you aren't using them. To remind you that you are not, in fact, helping yourself. If you don't believe me, when you get home today, go check out that Thighmaster you never used. Those P90X DVDs are insanity DVDs that are sitting right underneath your television. And guys, the next time you go by a mirror, go ahead and pull up your shirt and see if you have 6-minute abs. Now you're getting it. In the words of the comedian George Carlin, there really is no such thing as self-help. Anyone looking for help from someone else does not technically get self-help. And one who accomplishes something without help did not need help to begin with. Turns out self-help really isn't that helpful. Moreover, as Paul suggests, something like self-help merely throws us back on ourselves. And this is exactly what we don't need. This is the stuff of the body, the flesh. Remember option number one? Paul says that focusing on the flesh, our body, our worldly, earthly desires, always leads to death, never to happiness and life. Even more than that, Paul says, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, is in rebellion against God. And yet, here we are. A very fleshy, bodily people, slaves of our very own self, slaves of the flesh. The very things Paul tells us lead to death. I mean, even though we don't want to admit it, all of us are pretty much self-centered people. And Paul says we're hostile to God. Much like Lazarus in today's gospel, we are possessed by illness. We are all sick. We all want to help ourselves, and yet we cannot. As Paul says earlier in Romans chapter 7, the good that we want to do, we cannot do. Or at least if we can, we don't really, not in any substantive way. Lazarus' story is instructive for all of us who are seeking after life and peace today. The name Lazarus actually means God is my help. When you are reading scriptures, always look up what the person's name means. Sometimes it can give you a clue as to the deeper meaning of a story. In today's gospel, we find Lazarus, a person whose very name means God is my help, in desperate need of God's help. His sisters have sent word to Jesus that Lazarus is ill. And yet Jesus knows that Lazarus' illness is not something to be cured. Jesus knows that Lazarus has a sickness unto death, an illness that cannot be cured, an illness that has so taken over the flesh that it cannot be healed, or at least not in any normal way. There is no Band-Aid that can mend Lazarus' wound. Chicken soup will not restore his soul. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, in Lazarus' self that can rid him of his dis-ease. Now, I have said that the story of Lazarus is instructive for us who are seekers after life and peace. But let me put it more explicitly. Lazarus stands for every single one of us. Every one of us who cannot help ourselves. Every one of us looking to God for help. We are Lazarus. When you get home today, pull out your Bible or pull it up today, today's passage on your smartphone, or take the bulletin home with you, and then reread today's passage. And every time the name Lazarus is mentioned, insert your own name. And I guarantee you, once you do this, something will click. You see, we are the ones ill with anxiety. We are the ones dead to real life. We are the ones who need Jesus to raise us from the dead. We are the ones who stumble in dark places until we find the light of Christ. We are the ones bound, wrapped up in our own selves, the ones who can only be liberated by something outside of ourselves. We are Lazarus, the ones who can only be raised by Christ. The name of those who seek after life and peace is God is our help. It is in this admission, this confession that we cannot help ourselves, that we are freed, that we are raised. Like Lazarus, each and every one of us are possessed by a sickness unto death. And yet, today's gospel we find, to put it in the words of Robert Capon, that Jesus came to raise the dead. Not to repair the repairable, to correct the correctable, to improve the improvable, just to raise the dead, and nobody but the dead. Jesus doesn't need our self-help. Nothing is all Jesus needs for anything. So we must give up our self-help projects and set our mind on God. To turn our focus onto the one who is outside of ourself, not in ourself. In him is our true joy. In him is life and peace. Amen. Standing, let us proclaim our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.